There was not a thing for a little boy to break and escape damnation in the household. Her china was the only thing with a touch of beauty in it. At least I remember nothing else. And each of her blessed plates was worth the happiness of a mortal for days together. And they dressed me in a Nessus suit of valuable garments. I learned the value of thoroughly good things only too early. I knew the equivalent of a teacup to the very last scowl, and I have hated good, handsome property ever since. For my part, I love cheap things, trashy things, things made of the commonest rubbish that money can possibly buy, things as vulgar as primroses and as transitory as a morning's frost. Think of all the advantages of a cheap possession, cheap and nasty, if you will, compared with some more valuable substitute. Suppose you need this or that. Get a good one, advises Aunt Charlotte, one that will last. You do, and it does last. It lasts like a family curse, these